Hello and welcome to the Planet Waves Weekend Ahead Astrology Forecast for the 11th of June 2021. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and the host of planetwaves.fm. We are in a moment of maximum tension right now because on Monday the 14th, the planet Saturn makes a square to the planet Uranus. These are planets with essentially opposite energies. Saturn is about the concentration and condensation of density of energy, and Uranus is about the sudden release of energy like a lightning bolt striking. And so when you put the two of them together in a high tension aspect, like we have now, you may be feeling it and you may be experiencing it in other ways. Now, of note, this is the middle of three. When these slow-moving aspects happen, quite often they happen three times in the course of 1 year or so, 9 months or so. That's what's happening now. This is really one event, but because of the retrograde effect of Saturn, it makes it seem like three. However, it is also noteworthy that what we're experiencing on Monday is the peak event. The middle one of the three is the peak event, and we are under the thrall of that right now. And so this could feel like the it is a what gives kind of aspect that can put what is stuck and unchanging into tension with what needs to move and what progress needs to happen. You can look around the world and see this developing in many different ways. And the point of resolution of any aspect involving Saturn and Uranus is usually Chiron. That's because Chiron is a kind of a hybridization of Saturn and Uranus because its orbit is between the two of them. Saturn has a 29-year orbit. Uranus has an 84-year orbit. And Chiron has a 50-year orbit. So Saturn crosses the orbit of Chiron crosses the orbit of Saturn and touches the orbit of Uranus. And what that is saying is that the tension is actually inside of us personally. This is because Chiron is in Aries, one of the most important signs that just represents self and the sense of being. And so the way to handle this is to grow and to change and to personally evolve. There are going to be circumstances that definitely need to be rearranged. There are going to be circumstances that will rearrange themselves without your intervening, and there are going to be some that resist change, and your role is to be the mediator between all of those things and make the personal adjustments that you need to make in order to resolve this tension. There are going to be things outside of your control, of course. There always are. However, bear in mind, this is what is going on. Okay, so now taking it from today, Friday, this morning, on the 11th at about 9:30 Eastern was the conjunction of Mercury and the Sun. This is during the kind of aftershocks of the eclipse that happened on Thursday. And by the way, the Saturn Uranus square is happening in the midst of many other events that are adding tension. The eclipse on Thursday was one of them. And then the fact that Mercury is reaching the end of its retrograde in about a week is also adding tension to the equation. So keep that all in mind. Additionally, the planet Mars entered Leo on the morning of the 11th. That's actually, Mars entered Leo right around the same time as the Mercury-Sun conjunction. Remember, Mercury is retrograde. Mercury just passed between the Sun and the Earth this morning at about the same time that Mars entered Leo. So there's a number of these things where the events double up or triple up, and that adds to the excitement, the challenge, and the intrigue. Okay, so now let's see. What is this chart for Saturday? What am I looking at here? Well, I'm not sure how this chart came into being, but it's a chart for shortly after the conjunction of the Moon and Venus. That is overnight from the 11th to the 12th, very early morning on the 12th. The Moon is, how is this working? The Moon is currently in the sign Cancer. And on Saturday, it's going to make a conjunction to Venus. That's one of the more relaxing events of the weekend. However, because the moon is in a cardinal sign, it is stirring things up, making aspects to many things in cardinal signs, including a square to Chiron early on Saturday morning. We're feeling that on Friday, and we'll be feeling it through the day on Saturday as well. This just keeps building. On Sunday at about 4 a.m. Eastern Time, the moon makes a square to Eris, a very, very similar feeling to the square to Chiron, though it may be a little more agitating and chaotic. And then the next thing that happens is that the moon makes an opposition to Pluto. So this thing keeps happening, where the moon moves through a cardinal sign on every weekend. This has been going on for quite a while, and it is associated with like extra emotional intensity to these aspects. So it just happens that it's happening on weekends. The moon moves about a quarter of its cycle per week, and then it's landing in a cardinal sign every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is kind of strange. I wonder how long that's going to last. I haven't looked into that. So then the next thing that happens is that the moon will enter Leo on Sunday, and it will make a conjunction to Mars, newly arrived in Leo as well. And so that is about energy, emphasis, more agitation and excitement, and keeping a grip on your anger and the expression of your emotions. Now, not easy, right? With Saturn and Uranus in a square, and so much else going on, including all of the typical frustrations that many people experience with Mercury retrograde, and then this sense of inevitability with everything going on with the eclipse that happened on Thursday, that can be challenging. Okay, so also in the midst of all of this, and I'm not sure. Let me do the calculation on when this is happening, because this is an important one as well, and it is the square 90 degree aspect of Venus and Chiron. So this is another one that's really palpable. Now the square, let me just see if I can get a chart up here. Stop when Venus is square Chiron. And that is overnight Friday to Saturday at 2:28 p.m. on the 12th. So that's Saturday afternoon, 2:28 p.m. Eastern Time. So essentially in the mix of everything, Venus is making a square to Chiron. It's not happened very often. Most of the aspects I'm talking about, except aspects of the moon, don't happen very often. They happen occasionally. Sometimes I'll say how often. Sometimes it can be every 10 or 15 years. Sometimes it can be every year or 6 months. So this is the kind of aspect that might happen once or twice a year, Venus square Chiron. And the challenge there is that, particularly with Venus in the sign Cancer, is that it can be about going from one emotional high to the next. And so there is a need for restraint and a bit of meditation here, and get yourself alone if you need to be alone. If being around other people is just getting to be too much for you, I think that, after all these lockdowns, a lot of people are coming out of their shell and getting outside and getting into public places, and there may be some overexposure from that. Okay, so I am about to record the Astrology Studio reading for Cancer. One of my specialties is to be able to do in-depth astrology readings without the birth date or the birth time, to do it by sign using astrological methods that are very similar to what I do in the horoscopes, Only in the horoscopes, I'm using a somewhat shorter form, 200-300 words, but that same set of approaches can result in book chapters and 20-page readings, and in the case of the Astrology Studio reading, both a 75-minute reading, and then I also have a reading called An Aquarian Era for the sign Cancer, available and written. Wrote that a little bit earlier in the spring. It is quite a work of art, a 20-page reading for the sign Cancer with a great deal of background and history, and then leading out to about 2025. The audio reading is just for 2021 and into 2022. And that will be available around the time that Mercury goes direct. I also do personal consultations. If you are interested in that, that is to say, in speaking to me or working with me personally, please send an email to efc@planetwaves.net. Again, efc@planetwaves.net. Planet Waves FM is off this week, though I will have some interesting stuff up posted for the week off. I always do. And remember, our service is supported by our subscribers. So thank you to our subscribers. And please do consider getting involved if you like the work that we are doing. Thanks for listening, and stay in touch.